This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding at the beginning of the... We finished like Dhamma, right? Or no? Mashom HaKos Kenemetz V'Torah Or? Yehu Neged Mashom HaKol Mokim V'Mayita V'Chavarach T'Yomim, right? Ah, right, the Shlesham HaTorahs, okay, yeah. Okay. V'chein Nira Pirish HaKosu M'dira B'Seinu Zal V'Per Kamen V'Brachis Tanya Reb Shimon Choy Oymer Sholosh Matonis Nosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael U'Kulom L'Nitnu Ela D'Yisurim V'Elohein HaTorah Eretz Yisrael V'Olam Haba Torah Minayin D'Chsiv Asha Geva She'Senu Ko Eretz Yisrael Minayin D'Chsiv Yedato Im Lebavecho Ki Kasha Yase Ish Espnoya Shalakech Me'asrecho U'Ksiv Asrei Ki Hashem Elekecho Mivyacho L'Eretz Toiva Olam Haba Minayin D'Chsiv Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or V'Der Chayim Chachos Musa. So you have Adkar. So again, he's obviously more interested in the third one. That's sort of what he's interested in. But obviously he's going to, you know, once he's Nochist explain, he explains everything like we said. So he's not going to stop at any one point and he'll explain everything here. So he says, מפני שכל אלו ובביר דבר זה מה שאלו שלוש דברים נתנו לידי איסורים מפני שכל אלו גימל דברים הם קדושים כי ארץ ישראל ארץ הקדושה אשר ארץ הזויס כי נבדלת יש פה שכל יויסים שער רוצס ואם לא יקן שארץ ישראל מעל הזויס לא יביר ארץ ישראל מחכים ביויסים שער רוצס לא יביר ארץ ישראל דווקא נבוא So the fact that Nevuah and is Bidafka, the Nevuah and Chochma is the Afghan Eretz Yisrael, it's a sign that it's more Kaddish. It's not his point that, right? He's being Mavliya something here. I think it's very important to talk about. What does it mean? He says, because it's more Kaddish, that's why there's Chochma and Nevuah there. It's not something, that we would definitely dafka associate to take together. It's not. It's very nice that there's Chochma. It's very nice that there's Nevuah. But what has to do with Kedusha? Not something the dafka we would think that has to have to do with it. So I think it's important to understand something about the morals. Fisa on or whatever he speaks about Chochma, what he means exactly. The whenever we talk about a person who is wise, we talk about a person who obviously doesn't know a lot. Dafka, in other words, knowing a lot in itself doesn't define wisdom. We're talking about somebody whose tfisa of the Bria is Chochmedik, who is a he's somebody that the way in which he's toifa something is Chochma. That's what we're talking about. So Lemaisa, first let's take an example. A Shaita, it has nothing to do really with computational power. It has a lot to do with how much is that the Gufa Adam? How much is the person a Chacham? And how much is he a person who acts in accordance with his Das? And it's more than acts according to that. How much is that his first feast in the Bria? For instance, a person who blows up and at things, he's not a chacham, and therefore we don't see it as a chacham. We don't see the person as being a chacham because his mohus is not das. He might have a folder in his mind that contains in itself all sorts of nice sayings, but the person's tfisa in the Bria is not in any way something that we would describe as being a chacham. So in order for somebody to be chachmadik, it means that the person's tfisa of things is in line with what chachma dictates. And if not, then it's just not, nevuah and chachma are tfisas in the Bria. There are a certain way of deharing things, being toifas things, understanding things, grasping things. Let's take an example. We see something, we see something in the street, an accident, something happening, an event. So what's your tfis on it? There's one person who is curious, one person whose mind immediately sets, how am I going to do, what am I going to do over here? Another person is, thinks it's fun. Another person sees the tsar. There's a certain tfis of things, and that can be derech chachma, or could be not derech chachma. And depending on that, so when we talk about chachma in that sense, that's what we're talking about. So Eretz Yisrael, if it's kaddish means that it's muvdal from things that are physical, and therefore it allows for a tfisa that's a sichlistic tfisa, which is chachma and nevuah. Vatayra, she chachma is a loikis ein bo dover gufni. Chachma itayra is a type of chachma that doesn't have any physical elements to it. V'yoyzer lam haba she'en shem achilu shkuya. U'misulik ha'olam abo min ha'gufni is legamri. V'mipnei zeh nikre legimul dvar matonis. Ke ha'matoni ma she'ne shayach lo'odam mitzar atzmoy v'nitul im lezulosoy. So let's describe this nekuda also in terms of matan and so on. And why it's going to lead dafka to Yisurim. We'll see soon, but a person, let's give an example with learning. Why is it hard for people to get into learning? Why is it a process for a kid or for an adult or someone? The answer is, learning is a non-physical activity, and there's no sipuk for it in a person who is a gufnistic person. And the more gufnis the person is, the less sipuk he has the learning, and the process of getting to learning is a certain withdrawal, somewhat, from the physical inyanim. V'pnei zeh nikru eilu gimel advar matonis. And that's what these things call matonis, ke matona hi mashe neshayach l'odem etzar atzmai. V'nitel mizulosei. Matona means it's not shayach to me. When I buy something, that chefetz is betzem shayach to me, because I sweated for 2 hours and I earned $100. That $100, I bought this thing for it. So betzem, this $100 comes from me. A matana it's not mine. V'cheina odem u'bal guf chomri, v'eim mitzidah advar me'ilu sheim dvarim nevdolam eloiki. O'lekach le'nitnu rak adei yisurim, sheheim imatin es hachoymeh, v'gufa odem, u'misalkin es p'chisosoy, ad she odem roi lov dvarim eloiki. O'lekhein le'nitnu u'gimul dvarim l'odem rak adei yisurim, sheim miyut ha'gufa chomri. So a certain level of Yisurim are mimayed a person's choyma, and they develop his sense of Elikus. I want to try a little bit to get a finger on it a little bit better. When things go good for a person, the positive feedback, it creates a kesha to it. So, if I'm a person that things are going well, then I'm part and parcel this is my world. These are the things I enjoy. This is my metzias. When I stop enjoying things that are physical, when there's a pain mechanism, I begin to draw away from it, and I begin to try to find the sipuk that I have to come from something else. Lav dafka it's not, the physical world is not giving a sipuk. So just like sometimes an unhealthy syndrome when a person withdraws from other people because they've been mean to him and so on, but here the pshat is he begins to lose the cheshek because he doesn't have a kesha for him anymore. The stipler writes someplace, you know, people complain that, you know, when you age, it's not an easy process, and people, you know, suffer a lot. But more than suffer, I would say, so suffering, and you know, but I think more than suffering, people just begin to lose any connection. In other words, you stop being able to eat everything you want to eat. You stop being able to get around and enjoy many activities you enjoyed. Your Dora begins to move on, and you don't have that anymore. So it begins to create in you a vacuum that, you know, this world is very, very limited in the satisfaction I give a person. I need to think a little bit out of this world. I need to think, you know, there must be another place. There must be another type of thing that gives me a sipuk. So the process of slow attrition of the guf is the beginning of an appreciation for the ruchnius. So he says, he actually has an asiv yisurim in his asiv solo. Aber mizem muchach kirazal meforshim akosav derech lechayim techachas musa. In other words, so Chazal are explaining that pasuk, the Derech Chaim is Musa, kimipnei kach roi adam al chayim kashe memayit achomis. The person is roi for chiyus because he's mayit achomis. Asha boidoba ke hedesh ra miso kach zech ayom haba. The aim shat akosu v Derech Chaim tachachas Musa al midas yisurin. He's not talking about yisurin per se, which is a physical discomfort. Shem kein lo hoi lakosu kishu klal loima we're talking over there about Yisurim. We're not talking Bechlau about Torah mitzvahs. So he says, Gam l'shayach derech rak al derech eret, shnikra derech. Avodas razal bevarek moshe perashnu, itoichas musa sheksiv bikro haina divri musa, hamayasas adam, shaloyelech achagufa bechomrei. Rak yisalek hadvarim asher nimshach b'hem adam achatay v'sgufoy. V'dov hazeh hem yisurim l'gufoy. Ki ha'adam mitzad gufoy hu roidef achreihem. U'lefikach nikra amidas toivis divrei musa. She miyasas adam v'lelach achatay v'sgufoy. U'mipnei zeh hem derech achayim, k'mo shebi'arnu, shekol asher miyasa memayet gufoy, v'shvil ze yagia al achayim. Ki achrime b'idova kamisa v'herik meshamayru. ומזה עצמו הציעו ולומדו גם כן כי אפשר שיסק אדם על עולם הבא שהוא החיים הנצחים כמעט היסורים שממתנס הגוף אשר ידוע וכמיסה ולפי כך זוכר עולם הבא על ידי היסורים ומקום כפי שכל זה שבארנו שמדבר על דבי מוסה המייסס אדם ידוע וזה דרך חיים לא. So let's explain also the word יסורים מייסן because he's using it means to turn a person a certain direction, to push a person a certain direction, to turn him in a certain direction. But the midos toivus are besides an end into themselves, as being a very iras toiv mitzaratzmoi, they also create a certain pattern, pushing a person in a certain direction. The tzad hashava of Musa Midas Tovus is ruchnius. You know, not to take for yourself, to be careful for the other person, to not to be indulgent. All those inyanim are things that direct a person a certain way, and that there's something above your immediate rotzen and benefit. And b'meila, it's something that is the type of the person. We pneika mesechta moelos ayikara hi mesechta sabbos. So I guess in the big picture, the things they've been saying until now is there are things, the big topic here is things that they wreck the person, that put him on a path towards type, and anything that sort of a person needs to be processed. Because a person is a physical person, he needs to undergo a process that will bring him to type. And if he doesn't undergo the process, there's not toiv over there. And b'meila, it's something which needs to get to that toiv. It's a small mesechta, has a lot in it. So he says, this mesechta has in itself the elements of that are mashma person, and Chazal picked three different elements. Nezikin, in general, they picked three different nekudas which manda boilam have a chasida. So he's going to explain why nezikin, or why brachis, and why avos. Like I told you, even though his point is obviously the avos person, but the moral, wherever he touches a chazal, explains it. The sover of Yehuda, manda boilam have a chasida kaimil nezikin. I'm sorry, I did. So he says, a person has three shleimusin, each one different. Let's talk about this outside a minute and explain it in the big picture. The big gap between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Echad in the sense that it includes in himself all the different elements. There's nothing that we can say is a chelek. It's all part of one shleimus. That's one part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus. Each and every element, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria, so the distinction of the bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and the bria is best described as Morabu Maser Hashem, happen on three ways, in three planes. One is that the person became other to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, until the bria, man was part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was echad. And now there's a distinct entity of not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Adam. The second non-shleimus is the Bria, that even though all the pieces together are part of one puzzle, but it comes to us in many, many pieces. And so Rabbi Masech Hashem Kol Chokhma Sisa. And finally, an Adam Mitzar Atzmoy, even though he reflects in many ways the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adam has many pieces. I can do things that part of me is ashamed of what I did. I can do something that part of me doesn't feel like doing it. There's a certain way, so it's a bekirboy in the different Chalkei HaAdam. In that way, Adam is not Sholei, he's not Echad, because he has in himself many kochos that not always live entirely in harmony with each other. So if we have to ask ourselves, what are the three shleimus that a person can be mishtalim in, we really have to ask ourselves the other way around. What are the three shviris, kilkulim, whatever you want to call it, that Adam suffers from? And we're going to say one of them is the nituk from him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Sharish. That became two. Then the Bria itself being Chalokim that can be at loggerheads with each other means that it's not one bria, but it's different pieces that should have been one, but they're tripping all over each other. And finally, a person within himself is a person within himself is not shalim, and therefore he is and therefore he's somebody who, until the pieces don't fit together, he's not going to be a tzur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only midah, the only thing that can provide that framework is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, because Torah, let's say, because that says what each koach is supposed to be. So for instance, when the Kuzari says that the tachlis of Torah is to give each chelik its part, is because that's the only way the picture is going to be one picture. There is a one picture. We come to the world like a kit shipped in bits and pieces, and all sorts of pieces have to be assembled, and the sense of how to assemble different pieces, that's Torah. That's how to use Gerson. So these are three inyanim that Adam is lokuyin in terms of shleimus. These are three inyanim that he needs to reconstruct. And each one of these limudim, we'll see later, is a reconstruction of that of a different tzura that's been messed up. Any questions?